we must do some housekeeping. I was slightly wrong in my discussion of So You Want to Win a Penis Pump, hosted by Demi Lardner. Patrick Gale did not produce it. He wrote and directed it.
Oh, very different.
I'm sorry.
Those are extremely distinct roles that never have any overlap.
Please, please accept my deepest apologies.
I mean, you know, that if someone cited this in order to give him proper credit in like a job interview, then he could have not been able to pursue further professional development.
Yes. So thankfully, we have now rectified the situation. I have yet to receive my atonement instructions from Mr. Gill himself. I'm sure those will be in the mail shortly. He knows where to find me.
I'd hope he would. You keep sending him those packages.
I keep sending him all of those letters that that they mean so much to me. And I do include, of course, they're not anonymous. They have every lurid detail about where I live, who I am, and why I think we would be best buds.
You've shown me a few of them. They seem to get increasingly frantic, so I'm sure he understands the urgency.
Yeah, yeah. I think my tone comes through pretty clear, especially in the, especially like starting around 2023. I think that's when it really starts to ramp up.
Took a bit of a turn. Yeah,
took a bit of a turn. It's been a you know, a grueling 8 years. But I think eventually the letters are going to start getting through to him.
You know, relationships have stages, and you guys are in like a different stage now, and mm-hmm. you're trying to get to the next stage.
Yeah. So, right. So feel free to write me back, Mr. Gill. Be super great. Sorry, I astral projected into a different reality. I'm back. Let's start the show. La 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 la. It's Hollow Knight Silk Song.
Then in the back half of our show, it's a play-by-play recap of our recent four-player Wingspan game.
I won that game. Even though I was really upset. I was so mad at your fiance when she made me reset the bird feeder right as I was going to get two worms for free.
No, that was incredible.
I would have had so many more points.
You lost it in a way that I rarely see you do.
I hadn't lost it at a board game night since that other time in Sagrada. Because I have plans and they get derailed by people's actions.
That's why I vibe my way through Wingspan. I'm just like, ooh, what bird looks cool?
Welcome, everyone, one and all, to this, another entrancing episode of Light Gaming. I am your host of Light Gaming, Jerome Barbatsis, and I'm joined by my co-cartographer of Light Gaming, Alexander Hambrock. Say hello.
Hey there, folks.
This is, of course, as you're familiar with, because you are a longtime listener and not new, right? Don't say you're new. If you say you're new, the Squid Game people will shoot you, so just play along. You know that this is the lighthearted video game podcast about light video games. This one's, again, we say that a lot, and then this is a game you can pick up and put down at your leisure. Or it could be a game you completely dive into headfirst and then lose your weekend to entirely.
Some things are so topical, we just have to cover them. We did Blueprints, and we are also doing Silk Song.
Yes, I think that those... I think this counts. Whatever. It's fine for us, right? We're talking about Silk Song because we also had an episode two years ago. I think it was last February. It was for Storm Bugs when we talked about Hollow Knight. We had a guest on that episode. It would have been really cool to have the guest of Light, Chanel, back on the show. However, she's dealing with an infant, so I didn't even dare ask.
Yeah, no, understandable. Okay. I think we can solo this.
We wish her well. She's probably tired.
She's probably not playing very much Silk Song.
Probably not playing that much Silk Song, I would imagine. Speaking thereof, hey, you know what we do at the start of every episode when we talk about video games. We ask, who did Silk Song? What is it? Where was it from? How much is it? And why?
Hollow Knight Silk Song is the sequel to.
We're doing this. We have to do this. What if they don't know?
Hollow Knight Silk Song is the sequel to the 2017 game Hollow Knight, developed by Team Cherry, a very small team, primarily, I think, just two or three people with a number of, I believe, some contractors. It was released on September 4th, 2025, a date that was announced only 2 weeks earlier after 7 years of anticipation. It was originally being developed as an expansion to Hollow Knight before they just said, you know what? We made a fuck ton of money off of that game. Why didn't we just take a lot of time and make it into a full sequel instead? And boy, there are ways in which this feels like an expansion to Hollow Knight that I think are quite interesting.
I think that this game delivers exactly on what I expected out of it. What did I expect from this game? I expected more Hollow Knight with just like a little bit more polish.
Yeah, it's more Hollow Knight, which we got stuff to say about that, but also I almost find the reactions to this game more interesting than the game itself on some level.
I have not been paying attention to people's reactions to this game because I want to experience it for myself and have my own thoughts for this episode. I might start digging in later to how other people are reacting to it. I can imagine it's not like effulsive praise. Not that I don't think this game is great. I think this game's great. But I would imagine there are people who wanted more out of a 7 year wait.
It's not even that so much. We'll get there. We'll get there. Let's talk about the game itself first.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Hollow Knight lets you take control of Hornet. And Hornet is, at the start of this game, captured and brought to a spider mountain, I think. I haven't gotten to the top of the mountain yet. I don't really know what's up at the top of the mountain. But she has been captured by these cultists who yearn for silk. And they want to make pashminas out of it.
And they've taken her to the kingdom of Farloom.
Farloom. Yes. It's with a PH because it's cool with the 90s kids.
Oh, it's got loom. Oh, and I get the
it's got loom in it. Yeah,
yeah, I didn't even think. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the theming isn't exactly the subtle storytelling parts of this game. There's a lot of silk. There's a lot of silk. There's a lot of songs. There's a lot of weaving. There's a lot of weavers, a lot of spiders and bugs, and a lot of religion.
Hey, you know what there's also a lot more of than in Hollow Knight? Actual dialogue exchanges.
Yes.
Hornet says words.
Hornet says words, whereas the former vessel did not say words. We are going to be operating under the presumption that you have completed the game Hollow Knight by this time.
Or our, I guess, 30-second rundown. It's a side-scrolling Metroidvania.
Oh, sure.
It's very difficult. It's combat-heavy. It's about a little bug kingdom full of lots of mystical bug powers. You unlock abilities that both make combat and traversal easier. There are lots of secrets.
Yes.
That is the basic structure of the game.
The traversal in this game is miles better than Hollow Knight, I think.
Interesting. I was so curious how you were going to react to this. People hate the diagonal dive.
The diagonal dive is fine. I think that especially it's frustrating because of particularly this area called the Hunter's March, where you have to diagonal dive onto certain things where you bounce. But like, it's not that different. And you can pretty much do the same thing that you would have had to do to bounce on certain other bounceable objects in Hollow Knight, but Hornet just has to be a little bit to the left of the bouncy as opposed to right on top of it.
You definitely can get a handle on it. You definitely like can build the muscle memory up and do the bounces. I certainly had a bit of trouble with it early on, but I've mostly mastered it now, and yeah, I've also unlocked several other traversal abilities that make it way easier.
And I think the diagonal dive was fun for a little bit of like speed running tech at the start where you can like, you just jump and diagonal dive a little bit forward, and as long as you don't collide with the ground, it's slightly faster than walking until you unlock the sprint. The sprint in this game, though,
is
sick. It's freaking sick. The way she sprints and then jumps and does a little flippy jump. She's so cool. Hornet's so cool.
Hornet is the best.
Hornet is so cool.
Hornet, like, I can't believe that the characterization of Hornet is working so well for me in this game. It's my favorite. It's one of my favorite character types, though, which is character who is just kind of like relentlessly confident in a way that is completely downplayed. Hornet, in any situation, does not appear to be concerned about anything. Hornet just knows that, like, it's her job to be here and figure whatever the shit is out. And sure, other people have problems, but she's Hornet. She's fine. She's gonna do whatever it takes.
She'll make it. At the end of the day, Hornet is going to go to bed asleep in her cool little cloak just fine. Actually, she's just going to go to bench, I suppose. But let's talk about some of the other people we run into, because this game has a whole host of characters that are great. The first of whom I alluded to in the introduction of this episode, the sick cartographer.
The cartographer is also great.
Cartographer, how did they do it? They made a better cartographer, in my opinion. Sorry to the old bug man. What was this, Coniferous?
Yeah, Coniferous, yeah.
Coniferous? But he was great. But this lady, whose name I'm blanking on now... I don't care. I love her more. She's a Xena warrior princess type of lady that throws chakrams and is singing in the caverns and mountains trying to find her wayward master.
It is easier to find because she's singing so loud.
Oh my
and
God.
Also you can spot her chakrams littered around the ground, around the area that she is, and just be like,
that's great too. And she's just also great and startling. Because when you turn on her back, she just goes, Pachanka! And you're like, ah! Jesus Christ, woman. what's the singing lady, the woman that's singing at the gates and irritating everyone with her voice, Sherma?
Oh yeah, you keep running into her, and each time she's just like trying to like,
she's
like,
so funny.
All of these bugs are making this pilgrimage to the top of the mountain, despite the fact that they also all know that like half of them go insane on the way up and get controlled by the thread and turn hostile. And they're all just like, we got to go up anyway. And there's this one bug which is like, I'm going to get there by just singing my song, and it's going to open all the gates and clear all the obstacles.
And it's going to bring everyone joy. And the people she's singing next to her are just these husks of people going, oh, please stop.
It's disturbing to me. Something the first Hollow Knight did not, I think, make quite as much of a distinction about it, but this one does. In this game, there are animal bugs and there are people bugs.
Yeah.
And I don't feel guilty about killing the animal bugs, but the people bugs and the weird noises they make as they like lunge at you start to like, they kind of bother me a little bit. I'm like, oh, you're making like speech noises, huh?
There's a roly-poly bug that I've encountered, a big guy, and when he dies, sometimes he goes, gay. Makes me laugh every time. He's right. He should say, "This is gay." I'm having a blast in this game. I've gotten just as far. I've gotten past like.
I think we can say an area name.
Yeah, I've got what's it called? Gray something.
Graymore.
Yeah, that's as far as I've gotten. It's like just past sort of the first big boss.
Yeah, okay. I'm like, I just cleared the big area after Greymoor, so yeah. I'm only a little ahead of you.
This game is a game that I'm not rushing through this for me. I'm not gonna put that on the game. I just like, I play it for maybe an hour and a half, maybe two. And if it gets to be frustrating or whatever, I just put it down because I know I'll get better at it if I let it bake for whatever. Maybe my longest session of it was when I was kind of lost in the starting area and I didn't quite have the Dixie Kong float unlocked or the other kind of things. Like the better traversal area. So I thought I was kind of gated, but not really. I just needed to find where I needed to go. And that's been... Like, that was my longest gaming session because I was just not getting frustrated. It still is a game that is enjoyable to be lost in for me. So I think that's a huge success thus far. It hasn't quite opened up in the way that Hollow Knight has for me yet. I'm sure it will, or maybe it won't. I don't know. But there's still a couple of differences that I want to talk about with regards to Hollow Knight that I've still experienced in the first one that I think are mostly improvements. The kind of crest system that Hornet has.
It's interesting.
Rather than having like just an empty list of ability points that you could then put your random crests into or whatever, you have a specific amount of like offensive, defensive, and utility crests that Hornet can equip. And or it can equip certain types of crests too. Womp womp. It is at this point that we start to conflate crest with badge. Crests are basically little patterns that you can put your badges into, and they also come with different traversal and attack abilities. Badges are small bonuses that you can put into your crests. So now you know that we know. Womp womp. I think so far I'm enjoying that a little bit more than Hollow Knight, because like within Hollow Knight, yeah, there's like a lot of different ways you could build things. But I think that ended up being like, eventually it always felt like there was one build that was just like the best. And maybe you could like gimmick out some other builds, like for the White Castle. That's what it's called now. The White Castle with all the cheeseburgers spinning around.
Yeah, you got it.
You just like had to just put the hive thing on and you sit there and you wait for the your damn health to regenerate after you did your dumb jumping puzzles or whatever. Like there was a couple times you could cheese it. But otherwise, it was just kind of play to knight's strengths. You increase the nail range or you do whatever the hell else is good for combat. And not too... There wasn't that much... interesting for me, like that system was like cool but not particularly unique or interesting on its own. And I think I like that this quest system just feels on its own very different, like, and I'm waiting to unlock more badges. I don't have that many yet, which is interesting.
Yeah, it's like, I don't have a ton yet either. I've gotten a few of them just going off the beaten path and finding hidden shops and stuff.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, the defensive and the utility quests tend to feel, at least of similar types of effects that you saw in Hollow Knight, types of regen or defense type stuff. The offensive quests...
You just can't, like, stack the fuck out of them.
I love the offensive quests. Oh, yeah. So they're, like, they're actual tools with, like, their own resource tally. These little gray shards that you pick up off enemies are used to refill
resources. You're not spending geo, you're not spending your unlock map, your buy map resource on your tools. Yep. So that's kind of nice.
Well, and this system feels pulled directly from Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, which had the same sort of thing with, like, you then had your secondary weapons you could equip, and also, like, you had to grind, you could, from enemy drops, pick up, like, the talismans that then let you power that. And much like how I like that in that game, I really appreciate in this game how integral these are becoming to combat for me.
Interesting.
Like far from just being sort of, like, nice bonus things to have.
I was thinking closer to, like, Symphony of the Night.
Yeah, like some of that in there also.
There's a lot of Symphony of the Night in this game so far. I mean, her little backstep that she does when you change directions. That's like a direct thing that Alucard does in Symphony of the Night. You've played that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great.
Cool. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in this game, but the offensive tools, like, especially have you gotten the one where you throw like a spike ball and then it explodes?
Oh my god, that is a lifesaver!
It's so good.
It's so good. Like when there's the ants with like the spear and then the ant with the double blades or whatever. Sometimes they show up twice and you're like, oh my god, this would be so hard. Wait, I have traps.
I'm gonna just chuck these exploding pincushions in midair.
God, it's so good. It's really, really good. I think that the knife trap is less good. I don't use that one as much, but the trap one I use pretty regularly, especially when exploring.
And I've gotten a couple more since then that are also pretty neat, that do like different sorts of like offensive attacks.
Very, very interested to see what awaits me going forward with Silk Song.
I will say also, on the topic of it opening up, while the game is not like super open, the critical path is pretty straightforward. Like, you know, it's fairly obvious, I think, when you hit a wall and you can't go further until you get a certain ability or something. I will say, more than Hollow Knight early on, this game is definitely giving me a bit of the anxiety of like, fuck, I know there's an optional boss over there. It's really tough. Am I supposed to come back in like 6 hours and beat it then? But I can almost beat it now. Oh, I'm going to bash my head against this and go on tilt for 3 hours. And then eventually, like, there's this one boss in particular that I keep coming back to and trying for like an hour and a half, and each time being like, can't quite get it yet. I'm gonna run out there, I'm gonna explore some more, I'm gonna get like a couple more abilities, and then I'm gonna come back and give it one more shot.
Yeah.
And it definitely, like, I definitely feel like there's a lot of stuff to be paying attention to and like keeping track of where I should be backtracking to very early on, in ways that are mostly enjoyable but in kind of a stressful way.
Interesting. I think there was one like that early on as well, that was challenging for me, but then became a lot easier once I unlocked the dash as well. So I did anticipate that more bosses like that would be in the future, where I'm going to have to make that decision about whether or not I want to throw my face against the wall. I tend to give up and explore pretty quick. I'm like, nah, I'm good, because I know the beads are infinite.
Have you gotten to the top of like the bird area in Greymoor yet?
No, I went off to the side and I did that hut and just unlocked all the bouncy balls.
Okay. Yep.
And then I went back and saved, and we're now recording the episode.
Okay, it is very worthwhile to then next go to the top.
I'll do what I want. I'm gonna go left now.
Fine. Well, then you do what you want.
I could do whatever the fuck I want.
Okay, but I guess there's one thing I did do.
Here's the thing though, is that in my lost session, I got a lot of beads, and I did the same thing in Hollow Knight. There's a key that you can buy with a lot of money.
Yep.
And I bought that, so I kind of want to like go down there.
That's true.
I might do that instead because I don't know. I felt like I was like, oh, that one goes down though, so maybe I want to do that because I want to go away from the objective always.
There's
always that like that extra key or that extra thing you can buy, and then there's something I discovered. God, there were some. There's a lot of things I discovered. There's also a couple reasons to go back and do side quests because this game does have a bespoke quest system now.
They're called wishes.
Wishes.
Which I'm wondering if this is a weird word for something, or if we're going to get some weird like wish granting nonsense in the plot of this game in the back half or something.
Yeah, we'll see. But there's all sorts of analogous things in Hollow Knight that would have been wishes had that system existed, like the flea circus, which would have been analogous to the grubs. Can't wait to see what horrifying fate awaits the fleas this time. Jesus Christ. there hasn't been anything super transformative about the wish system. There was the one that kind of the game forced upon you to actually progress with the spines. That was a little annoying, to be honest. Like, it's probably my least favorite of things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In order to get the float power.
Yeah, like, the wish system is probably the least favorite thing, because it does sort of... I feel... What happened was I explored the rest of the cave, and then I found the hut, and then I was like, oh, fuck, I have to go back into the cave.
Oh, sure, yeah, and get all these spines. Yeah.
So, that I felt was a little antithetical to what made Hollow Knight so good, but it's a minor gripe, right?
At the risk of issuing a minor spoiler for a very basic ability, I will say, best animation in the game is Hornet's hover glide when she jumps.
I think of it like it's Dixie Kong, basically.
Yep.
And I love any platformer with the Dixie Kong ability. Like, yes, thank you. I'm sure it'll make up for some really challenging platforming sections later, but like, whatever. I just the satisfaction of a spinning ponytail.
Well, so here's my overriding question for you though. What do you think of the difficulty of this game so far?
I think it feels just like a step up above Hollow Knight in terms of combat. And it doesn't feel like they toned anything back yet.
No, not
at
all.
I'm not looking forward to seeing if they have any major mandatory long platforming sections with instant fucking setbacks that are super annoying, like the White Castle. That was my least favorite thing about Hollow Knight, and I'm sure they're going to exist in Hornet or in Hornet game. And I'm not looking forward to that. But otherwise, the rest of the difficulty has kind of been a little bit. I haven't fought anything that's as hard, I think, as like the Mantis Village yet. But because like the one boss I fought was, it only took me two tries. But also maybe I'm just like so good at this game now. So I don't think it's easier. I think it's a smidge harder at the start. Because, like, I think also, yeah, I mean, not. Yeah, that's how I feel. There's like the march that was really annoying. They've sort of introduced these mandatory like pitfall hazard bouncing mechanics earlier than they did in Hollow Knight.
Yes. Well, and also, like, a lot of the bosses hit for two masks of damage as opposed to one, which can make you feel pretty fragile in them. I feel like this game starts you about, like, at the difficulty level of maybe halfway through Hollow Knight.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with, because I am really enjoying bashing my head against this thing. But the number one thing I see people talking about online is basically, is this game way too hard? And I don't think so. At least not yet.
It's also worth mentioning, like, is this game worth playing without having played Hollow Knight?
I...
It feels like a standalone game. Like, there's no real reason story-wise that you couldn't.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Hollow Knight teaches... I guess, yeah, Hollow Knight teaches you a lot of things that it's very useful, I think, to understand in this game. Like, this game does throw you a little bit in the deep end in terms of, like, boss pattern stuff, where, like, the actual patterns themselves are not that difficult, but the understanding of how to play reactively and how to be, like, the very, like, defensive mode early on where you just... all you're doing is focusing and learning how to dodge each attack and spot your opportunities to strike. Mm-hmm. If you haven't kind of, like, ingrained that, I can imagine some of these early bosses being very frustrating if you're trying to figure out how to just play an aggressive strategy.
Yeah, I think that's true too. Is this going to be the best Metroidvania of all time?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I mean, there's room for this to grow. I mean, it would have to unseat something like Symphony of the Night in order to do that. Right, and at its core, I don't think it can, because I don't think Hollow Knight's the best Metroidvania of all time. It's certainly the most fucking popular, because it was just like the perfect storm of an indie game that got re-released at a perfect time with a shit ton of charm.
It is almost like in its own. There's a maximalism to this game that I think is hard to match that I really appreciate. There is like there's a density to amount of stuff in it in like lots of different ways. And like I really appreciate that as a quality, but also I don't know that that makes it like the best in the category.
No, I think it is an exercise in quality and polish. Thus far, they've added a lot of depth to the art style. And the music is just as great as it was last time. Can't wait to listen to it for productivity.
Although I will say, I have not had a song get stuck in my head the way that the Green Path track always gets stuck in my head.
Yeah, not yet for me. But my similar one was the Crystal Mountain or the Crystal Cave Mines. Crystal Mines. Thum, boom, boom. I loved that one. But we'll say that there's a whole lot of game left for me to explore. But it is still good. I mean, the Bone Bottom theme is... already looks like super strong contender. Love that. Love that town theme. Really good.
Yeah. I also have no idea how much is left. Like, for all I know, I could be like 30% of the way through this game, or I could be like 15. I really don't know.
But ultimately, this is doing more Hollow Knight, and it's doing more things that have been done really well. It is not... and I did not expect it to, which is why maybe I'm enjoying this so much. It is not trying to change the game. It is trying to put out a game that is very, very, very good.
It's more Hollow Knight, but it's harder, is I think what makes it the most feel like it started as an expansion, right? Where it's like, hey, this totally would have been a really challenging add-on to the original game, and now it's just kind of a challenging standalone thing, but still, it only costs $20, which is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, actually. But they don't fucking need to charge $80 for this thing. They're going to make infinite money. I mean, they crashed all the stores.
That was so funny. I just the Good entire morning trying to check out on Steam.
I was like, great. I could just work. I don't have to work. I didn't take this day off. That's Hollow Knight. That's mostly Hollow Knight. There's so much. I mean, mostly Hollow Knight. Mostly Silk Song. I'm glad it's here. I'm glad it's finally here.
Yeah.
The meme is over.
It is exactly what I was hoping for. But my expectations were never anything more than it being a good sequel to a really good game.
Yeah. What is the best Metroidvania of all time? Is it Symphony of the Night?
Recency bias is a hell of a thing, but I really like that Prince of Persia game.
Oh, Prince of Persia.
The Prince of Persia, like the Lost Crown one that came out a couple years ago. Like, I don't know if like best of all time, but when I think back, that game was fucking sick.
I've not finished Blasphemous yet, because again, I didn't want to get Metroidvania out before Silksong, and I think that was right. I think that was a good decision, because now I get to play this, and then I'll not get spoiled on stuff when I'm done with it, and then I'll go back to Blasphemous. Okay, cool. We got ads to do.
Yep.
And we got a very, very special returning B segment. Have you ever ordered a recipe delivery box service and actually grown as a chef?
Honestly, I did it for like a year and a half, and it helped me get back into cooking.
Wrong!
Oh, no. Sorry. No, I haven't.
Never. That shit's arcane and bullshit and impossible. So why even try?
So you're telling me that rather than signing up for a meal kit under the pretension that I might get back into cooking, I should just admit that I should give up and never get any better?
Correct. Introducing long division meals. This is the meal kit based off of the arithmetic that you can never remember how to do. Go ahead. Divide 75 by 6 right now.
11 point...
Who knows if you're right? Nobody. You might be right. Nobody knows how to long divide, and nobody knows how to make these classic recipes that you'll make exactly once and completely forget, like beef Wellington.
Sloppy Joe's with coleslaw.
Live veal.
Stir-fried snap peas.
Braised, shredded, beefed, debriefed pork thigh.
Extremely complicated shrimp tempura with batter that requires several ingredients you can only get from an Asian grocery store that cost $15 each and you will never use.
Milk and cereal. Homegrown.
Gluten-free pancakes that taste not very good at all.
Cork.
And of course, birthday cake.
Who the fuck knows how to make that? Nobody. Certainly not anyone in my family. So, fuck it. You know? Just buy the meals as they come in, and then you learn... Sorry, just sort of mentally gave up.
Well, that's why we're sponsored by Long Division Meals this week. They're the meals that you get most of the way through, and then you kind of give up on, and you just eat what you've made. Her name is Chakra, like when the walls fell. That's a Star Trek joke.
Oh, like with an S, though.
Yeah, but the character's name is Chakra.
Her name is Chakra, and she throws Chakram?
Yes. Well, Chakram starts with a CH. Her starts with an SH. It's different.
I know. I just like didn't think it could have been that, so I didn't say it. Oh, well.
Anyway, back in the booth with us for this episode, very special guest.
Yes, we have a returning, wonderful, special guest. We couldn't get Chanel, but we could, however, get the one and only. We have an exclusive Light Gaming interview with the protagonist of Hollow Knight Silksong herself, Hornet. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate you giving us this exclusive tea for us to clock. That's what they say.
No, he's not vamping at all. We're very rehearsed. This is just our interview style.
Right. You've been here before. You know how the deal...
La Fenu Venido.
I don't care if you liked the old name better. It's a different show now. Don't give us that.
Okay, into our prepared questions. So how was it going from being like, you know, a supporting character to the protagonist of the sequel? You know, was it a different workload for you? Were you on set more days this time around?
Oh, wow.
Oh, that sounds intense.
Yeah. So when you ended up, when you got the news, what was your, that you were going to be like starring now in your new game? What was your reaction?
Kadastama. Benny Frank.
I imagine most of us would.
Yeah. The Fenestra. Shaw!
All of the vases?
Oh, yeah, I know. I lost, just as a heads up, I did lose every urn in the move that I have. So there's not a whole lot for you to shatter here.
Got them all!
No, I know you were looking forward to...
Yeah, it was a therapeutic experience, sweetheart. I apologize for that, but we'll find... Honestly, we don't have the budget for finding anything for you to smash this time around, but we really... There's other units you could probably...
That's fine.
Okay, she just went for the window. Great. Cool.
So I heard that actually your role was mostly wrapped up like 3 years ago, and it's really been post-production since then. How much of the game had you seen? Was Team Cherry communicating with you, or are you, as surprised at us at some of the ways it's turned out?
Hironare. Venera.
It went into a hole?
Catestre.
And did not come out.
Nesvia. Magina Fora.
Okay. Well, did you make money doing DoorDash for them?
Tamillion.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad they're good tippers.
Hegale.
What? Let's just get into some more fun questions, okay? We just want to get to know the real Hornet. What's your favorite Nickelodeon character?
Vren!
Yes, okay.
Actually, no, I thought you'd be more of a Stimpy fan.
Hakana Sagamos.
No, I agree that Hey Arnold's underappreciated, but...
Garama!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you read any good books this year?
Trish! Hey, Gale!
No, I would not have pegged you for such a big Stephen King fan. Yeah, no, that book is very long.
Okay, do you have... If somebody comes up to you at a party and tells you to tell them a joke, what's the joke you tell?
No!
I know I could have just asked you to tell me your favorite joke, but for some reason, when I add a layer to it, it gets people to tell the joke other than being like, ugh. But you're too good for it. You're too smart for that. Okay.
Ooh. Edino! Edino! Trubish!
Okay. Okay, that's pretty good.
It's funny every time.
Okay, so back to the game, Silk Song. In your performance, I see a lot of, you know, influence from the films of Akira Kurosawa. A lot of, you know, classic samurai inflected sort of the way that you're bearing, the way that you carry yourself. Is that who you are in real life? Is that a character that you've adopted? You know, who is the real Hornet underneath it all?
Sa! Vienta!
Yeah, no, I agree. Sanjuro is an incredible film.
Negra!
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Edino!
No, I don't know if Silk Song is better than Seven Samurai.
Pasfin?
It's hard to say. They are comparable though. Who is your representation?
The Fenestra.
That's just kind of a
Garama.
Okay, I guess we don't need to talk about that.
Okay, if not them, then who do I sue for the damages to my window?
Garama.
Okay, we can take this off mic. Sorry, we'll follow up after. So, do you have any great stories with the other characters in the game? We were just talking about Chakra, actually. You guys get along great whenever we see you two together, but, you know, was there any fun behind-the-scenes stories, any prank wars or anything?
Catestre.
Oh, wow. All of her urns.
Wow.
How many urns did she get?
Era! Get the!
Oh, that's a lot of urns.
That's
and
so
she,
many
she
urns.
Laughed at that?
That's fine.
Oh, she loved it.
Mm, Hironare.
Well, you've heard it here first. Hornet and Chakra moved in together. Could it be true bug love? We have time for just a couple more questions, so thank you again. But
that's fine.
I suppose you know, we got to get the most important question out of the way.
Everyone wrote us about this one. We got like emails, we got Discord messages. People wanted to know the answer.
What's next for Hornet?
Tamiyan Yanara.
You're writing music.
Fadastama.
Prog rock?
Benny Frank Weneda.
Prog rock, psychobilly blues fusion. Okay. Yeah.
You're dropping like an EP or
Oh, you've got a sample clip here for us. Great. Yeah.
Vienta.
Okay, cool. I'll put that in. This is the song Bitch Math. Okay, that's enough of that. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Is there anything else you'd like to plug apart from Bitch Math?
Garama la fenu venido.
Here else, you've got a memoir coming out. Wow. This game must be pretty big, huh?
Gala negosa dros.
It's being printed on a silk tapestry?
Era.
Okay. Barnes & Noble's carrying it, though? Okay.
It's also called Bitch Math?
Hegale. Era!
You know, I think for our next interview, you know, once the people have heard Bitch Math, I think we can do a follow-up. We can ask you what that means for you.
I don't know. Let's just leave it open to interpretation. I don't know if I really need to know what it means. That's really going to do it for our exclusive interview with Hornet, hot off the heels of Hollow Knight, Silk Song. Thank you so much, Hornet, for being here. Please use the door when you leave.
Get the!
God damn it.
There she goes again.
HOA is not going to be thrilled. Well, with that interview out of the way, we have once again done it. We have made a complete and entire episode of Light Gaming. What'd you think, everyone? You should let us know.
You should ask that question in a different way.
What'd you think?
You should ask that question in the opposite way.
please tell us what you thought of this episode of Like Game It, but go to our social media links in the description of the episode, and you can talk to us all there. We got our Discord, we got our Blue Sky, we got whatever the hell else I put in. I don't remember.
I don't know what he's doing.
It's 8 o'clock at night, and I'm done. So thank you all so much for having listened to us. Next week, what are we fucking doing? I don't even fucking know. Pulling up the goddamn sheet. I don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Have we picked?
I don't think we picked.
I
think just Silk Song like happened and we had to do it. Oh, yes, we have picked. Next week is Nancy Drew, Alibi in Ashes.
Oh, that's right. Okay, that's going to be fun.
Yes! Thank God we did the doubles bracket. That was so good. Next week is our Nancy Drew Alibi in Ashes episode. Oh, man. Very excited to talk about a game I've already played. And we will also, it will also be our side quest episode. So get something else going for that.
It might be more Silk Song. We'll see.
It might just be more Silk Song. We will see. Thank you all so much for having listened to this week's episode of Light Gaming. I ain't got nothing else to say to you. Do you? Sorry, I sounded like to you, I just realized. But I'm,
yeah, no,
actually a question.
I just usually like follow your momentum and then you throw to me at the end and I say good evening. So
okay,
I'm
great.
Good.
Well then, great. Without much further ado, I have been your host of Light Gaming. And I have been joined by my co-host of Light Gaming, Alexander Heber. I didn't say my name. I have to do that again. And without much further ado, I have been your host of Light Gaming, Jerome Barbatsis, and I was joined by my co-host of Light Gaming, Alexander Hambrock. Say goodnight to the gamers of Light!
Good evening.
I give up.